Krishna Tattva. Only Sri Krishna is Svayam Bhagavan, Paramatattva, the Supreme Truth. Ete chang sakala pungsa, Krishnastu Bhagavan Svayam. All avatars, beginning with Ram and Nrsimha, are the parts and parts of the parts of the Supreme Person Bhagavan. However, only Sri Krishna is the original Svayam Bhagavan. Sri Krishna is the origin of all and the cause of all causes. Ishvaraha Paramaha Krishnaha Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Sri Krishna, Govinda, is the embodiment of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller of all lesser controllers, and the source of all incarnations. He has no beginning or origin, though he is the source of everything, and the primary cause of all causes. The definition of Bhagavan. Aishvaryasya samagrasya viryasya yashasa shriya jnana vairagya yoschaiva shanam bhagam vitingana. Bhagavan is defined as he who possesses all opulences in full, complete beauty, fame, wealth, strength, knowledge, and renunciation. All these qualities are manifested in Bhagavan to the fullest, unlimited extent. Svayam Bhagavan is Brajendra Nandan Shri Krishna.
Haristvekam tatvam vidhishiva suresha pranamita yadevedam brahma prakriti rahitam tat. Vanumaha paratma tasyangsho jagadanugato vishvajanaka savai radha kanto navajaladakantischadudaya.
Indeed, Sri Hari, to whom Brahma, Shiva, Indra, and other demigods continuously offer pranam, is the only supreme absolute truth. Nirvishesh Brahma, that which is devoid of Shakti, is Sri Hari's bodily effulgence. Mahavishnu, who has created the universe and who has entered into it as the indwelling supersoul of all, Paramatma, is simply his partial manifestation. That Sri Hari alone, the very form of transcendental reality, whose complexion is the color of a freshly formed thundercloud, is Sri Radha Kanta, the lover of Srimati Radhika. Nothing is superior to Krishna. Everything and everyone is dependent on him, like pearls on a thread.
Mattaparataram nanyat kinchirasti dhananjaya mayi sarvam idam proktam sutre manigana iva.
O Arjuna, there is nothing superior to me. Everything is dependent on me, resting on me as pearls are strung on a thread. Krishna is the source of all spiritual and material worlds.
Aham sarvasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samandita.
I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me, and all are engaged in activities by me alone. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. Sri Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, controller, and well-wisher of everyone.
Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarvalokam maheshwaram suhridam sarvabhutanam ज्ञात्वा मां शान्तिम् ऋच्छति.
A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate enjoyer of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord and Controller of all controllers, and the well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from all material miseries. Srila Sridhar Maharaj comments in this regard, "Your anxiety will subside when you come to understand that everything is in my hands and that I am not your enemy. Rather, I am your friend. I have a friendly relationship with you all. I am all in all, but I am your well-wisher and friend. When you come to realize this, you will be in real peace. Otherwise, you will always have worry without end." Krishna is the Supreme Master. All others are His servants.
Ekale Ishvara Krishna Ara Sababhritya Yare Yaiche Nachai Setaiche Kare Nritya.
Lord Krishna alone is the Supreme Controller, and all others are His servants. They dance as He makes them do so. Krishna is the only enjoyer and master.
Aham hi sarva yajnanam bhokta cha prabhureva cha natu mam abhijananti tatvenatascha vantite.
I am the only enjoyer and master of all sacrifices. Therefore, those who do not recognize my true transcendental nature fall down. Krishna's birth and activities are transcendental.
Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvata tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti sorjuna.
One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Krishna is everyone's maintainer and provider.
Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yo vidadhati kaman.
He is the chief eternal being among all eternal beings, and the supreme conscious being among all conscious beings. That one supreme fulfills the desires of all the others and provides them with everything they need. Krishna is the source of all knowledge and the only object of spiritual knowledge.
Saravasya chaham hridi sannivishto matak smritir gyanam apohanam cha vedaischa sarva aham eva vedyo vedanta krid veda videva chaham.
I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of the Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. Krishna is the source of the impersonal Brahman.
Brahmano hi pratishtaham amritasya vyayasya cha shashvatasya cha dharmasya sukasya ekantikasya cha.
I alone am the basis of that Nirvishesh Brahma, and the sole basis of everlasting immortality, eternal dharma, and the transcendental bliss of prema arising from aikantika bhakti. Brahma offers Krishna the following glorification.
No midyate bravapushe tadirambaraya gunjavatamsa paripi chala sanmukhaya vanyashraje kavalavetra vishanavenu लक्ष्मा श्रिये मृदुपदे पशुपंगजाय।
O Lord, you are fit to receive the worship of the entire universe. O Son of the King of Cowherds, your transcendental body is dark blue like a new cloud. Your garment is brilliant like lightning, and the beauty of your face is enhanced by your gunja earrings and the peacock feather on your head. Wearing garlands of various forest flowers and leaves, and equipped with a herding stick, a buffalo horn, a flute, and a morsel of grain mixed with yogurt in your hand, you are most attractive. Your lotus feet are very soft. I offer my prayers unto you. The Dvijapatnis of Mathura describe Krishna's beauty.
Shyamam Hiranyaparidhim Vanamalya Barha Dhatu Pravala Natave Shamanu Vratangse Vinyasta Hastamitare Nadunanam Abjam Karnotpalala Kakapola Mukabjahasam.
Krishna's complexion is a blackish blue hue, like a water-laden rain cloud, and his splendid cloth appears like a flash of lightning. Cresting his head is a peacock feather, and each limb of his body is decorated with exquisite patterns of paint made from colored forest minerals. Sprigs of new leaves and blossoms adorn his body, and upon his neck an enchanting forest flower garland of five colors hangs down to his knees. Attired in this way, like a dramatic dancer, he rests one hand on his friend's shoulder and with the other twirls a pastime lotus, as if to twist our hearts. Lilies grace his ears, curly locks of hair splash against his cheeks, and his lotus face blossoms with a gentle smile. Seeing Krishna through the eyes of Bhav, the gopis describe his beauty.
Barha pidam natavara vapu karnayo karnikaram bibradvashakanaka kapisham vaijayantim chamalam randran venor adhara shudhaya purayan gopavrindair vrindaranyam swapadaramanam Pravishad Gita Kirti.
Shyamasundar is entering the forest of Vrindavan, accompanied by his cowherd boyfriends. He wears a peacock feather in his turban, a yellow karnikar flower on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and a heart-stealing multicolored garland strung with five kinds of fragrant forest flowers. Thus he displays his form as the greatest of dancers and the topmost expert in amorous love. The nectar of his lips flows through the holes of the flute, and thus the glorious vibrations of his flute song echo throughout the forest groves. Singing his glories, the cowherd boys follow from behind. In this way, Sri Vrindavan Dham, which is more charming than Vaikuntha, becomes delighted by the touch of his lotus feet. Krishna's beauty is the sweetest when he is together with the gopis, appearing as the cupid of all cupids.
Tasam avirabhuch chori smayamana mukambuja pitambara dhara shragvi sakshan manmatha manmatha.
Just then, Sri Krishna appeared in the midst of the gopis. His lotus face blossomed with a mild, gentle smile. Hanging from his neck was a garland of forest flowers, and he wore a golden yellow garment, pitambara. What was the nature of his beauty? That beauty bewilders and captures the mind of Kamadev, Cupid, who himself bewilders and captures the minds of everyone. Krishna is so merciful that he awards a divine destination even to his enemies.
Aho bakiyam stanakalakutam jighang sayapaya yadapyasadvi lebhe gatim dhatrichitam tatonyam kamba dayalum sharanam brajema.
How astonishing! When Putana, the wicked sister of Bakasura, tried to kill child Krishna by offering him deadly poison on her breast, he bestowed upon her the position of his nursemaid. Could I ever have as merciful a shelter as that of Lord Krishna? How fortunate are the Brajabasis! The Absolute Truth has become their friend.
Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, nanda gopavrajokasam, yanmitram paramanandam, purnam brahma sanatanam.
How greatly fortunate are Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd men, and all the other inhabitants of Brajabhumi. There is no limit to their good fortune, because the Absolute Truth, the source of transcendental bliss, the eternal Supreme Brahman, has become their friend. The fortune of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba.
Nanda kim akarod brahman shreyam evam mahodayam Yashoda cha mahabhaga papo yasya stanam hari.
Having heard of the great fortune of Mother Yashoda, Parikshit Maharaj inquired from Shukadev Goswami, O learned Brahman, Mother Yashoda's breast milk was sucked by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What past auspicious activities did she and Nanda Maharaj perform to achieve such perfection and ecstatic love? Let me worship him in whose courtyard Parama Brahma is crawling on his knees.
Shrutimapare Smritamitare Bharatam manye bhajantu bhavabhita Ahamihanandam vande yasya linde param brahma.
Raghupati Upadhyay recited, those who are afraid of material existence worship the Vedic literature. Some worship the Shrutis and Smritis, and others worship the Mahabharata. Let them do so. As far as I am concerned, I will always worship Krishna's father, Nanda Baba, in whose courtyard Param Brahma, the Absolute Truth, is crawling here and there on his knees. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan.
Vrindavanam parityajya padamekam nagachati.
Krishna never takes a step out of Vrindavan. One can only understand Krishna by his mercy.
Atapite deva padambujadvaya prasadaleshanugrihita evahi janati tatvam bhagavan mahimno nachanya eko pichiram vichinvan.
Lord Brahma said, my Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate are unable to know you, even though they studied the Vedas for many years. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form.
Avajananti mamudha Manushim tanumashritam param bhavam ajananto mamabhuta maheshwaram.
Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature as the Supreme Lord of all that be. I do not manifest my personal form to the foolish.
Naham prakasha saravasya yoga maya samavrita मुधोयम् नाभिजानाति लोको मामज्जम अव्ययम्।
I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them, I am covered by my internal potency, and therefore they do not know that I am unborn and infallible.